هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
جاودیری آماف امروان هیومن رایتس واچ لیکولین آخای یا سالانه لسر پراتیک ان ماف امروان لسرانسر جیهان بلاف گر. او در راپورتا رخستن دهاتی دیتن که گلک پیکانین رکورد دا ماف امروان یا استرالیا خراب دکه. در روژه که تکرای ده، لسرانسر ولیت زیده تری 4500 زاروک ده بند جاودیری یا دادوری یا جوانان دنه. زیده تری نیوه وان زاروک ان خجینه. در راپورت جاودیری یا جیهانی یا سالانه ده، جاودیری یا مافه مرووان ده بیجه، معامله استرالیا به زاروکان را ده سیستم دادوری یا تاوانان ده، ده نو مجار اندن ده، تو مارا ماف امروان لوی ولاتی خراب دکه. او اوه نجارا یکمه که او یکا ده دست نشان کرن.
It's gone from bad to worse. What we do know as well in Australia is that there's no Human Rights Act. So there's no overarching piece of legislation that sort of puts all the human rights regulations and rules and responsibilities into one place. Australia is the only liberal democracy that doesn't have a Human Rights Act.
او دانیلا گفشان بو بره و برای رخستن چاودیری یا مافه مروان لاسترالیا او دبیجه راپورت سپان مافه مروان لزیده تری صد ولاتان لیکولین کریه او نکارتک امراز بر هفدانه او میل جهانی ده بر جاوان.
There were 70 elections last year in 2024 across the globe. Many of these elections we saw leaders, autocratic or authoritarian leaders who had platforms of, anti-rights agendas or sort of agendas that sort of single out or oppressive against minorities gaining traction and gaining support. Obviously, that's incredibly concerning and worrying.
او ده بیجه یک جو بویرن هری بخمیین دانزده مهن در باس بوی که جنوبه هل بجارتنا دونالد ترامپ لدولتن یک بوین امریکا بو.
Obviously, the election in the US will have a significant impact on the rest of the world, and it is yet to be seen what will happen. But we obviously have seen a Trump presidency before. We take Trump at his word, and when he says that, he talks about things that he will do, policies he'll implement that will seriously undermine the rights of asylum seekers and migrants or women. We are deeply concerned about that. Despite grave human rights violations and war crimes and crimes against humanity being committed, we did see really strong resistance and protests from people within those countries. And that really brings some hope. We saw, for example, in Bangladesh, you had student-led protests that really pushed against the repressive rule of Sheikh Hasina and eventually led to her fleeing the country and an interim government that is now promising to be far more rights respecting.
وکه که ده سال نه پار دهاتی دست نشان کرن راپورت استرالیا وکی دموکراسی که زندی که بپرانی مافن سویل و سیاسی این همولاتی این خواه ده پاریز پجراند. لنگرانی ان لسر معامله استرالیا به جوانان را ده سیستم دادمندی تاوانان ده و همجی معامله وی یا به پناخازان را وکی مجارن بردوام هاتنه دست نشان کرن.
They keep appearing because I think on some level human rights aren't placed at the forefront of government policy. I think a lot of the time they become politicised. Certainly we see that with the refugee and asylum seeker issues and the way Australia treats refugees and asylum seekers. Certainly what we've seen is massive backsliding in terms of youth justice.
ده سالا بحوری ده حکمتان به تایبتی ین لحره ما باکر و کوینزلند جبو روبروبونا تاوان تفگرک توند ورگرتن. کاثرین هایز سروک ریوبر آناوند پاراستنا مافن جوانن لکوینزلند ده بیجه اف میلک برفرهتر نشانده ده.
It's interesting that retribution and punishment has become the predominant narrative here in Queensland, and it's something that's echoed across Australia and even in other countries such as the United States and the UK. And it seems to be a combination of a heightened awareness of local crime through social media, sensationalist reporting, And also this ongoing distrust of institutions like the judiciary and the government.
هات اخویا کرن کور رایا دارن لکوینزلند ده جوتمه ها سالا بوری ده گرتنا زارویان ده مالن نوبت ده دومه او ده خستنا تمنه بر پسیاری تاوانه لحره ما باکل جه 12 سالی بو 10 سالی. ده همان دمه ده رایدارن حریم باکر دان خویا کرن که سرپیچن تفان سپیت هودز سرپیهاتیه که خمین مافن مرووان زیده ده که ده دیسا لزاروکان وره بکار آنین. خاتو هیز ده بیجه زاروکن تمن بچوک ده وی نین گرتن.
Seeing a 10-year-old being locked up in a detention centre or a watch house is absolutely horrific and alarming because these are kids who are still developing. And for a 10, 11, 12 or 13-year-old to end up in detention or in the state's custody, there has to be something that's gone seriously wrong in their lives.
The tabaha sala buhuri da komsar netawi zarokan la Australia gazi kar ko guhartin gering darbar juwaniyan nezikbuna hukmatan de dadwari zarokan da raporta be sarnave alikari azutr 24 peshniyar hatna karin de navwanda blind karna tamane bar pristiyari tawane be 14 sali قدخه کرنه حجره این یک کسی او به دومداری چاودیری کرنه همون آوندین گرتن آزارویان. خاتو گفشان دبیجه بلند کرنه تمنه برپسیاری یا تاوانان بو 14 سالی لهمو ولایت و حریمان گاوا یکم آگرینگه.
I think that's something that most human rights groups, or all human rights groups, would unanimously agree on, both in Australia and globally. It's just an unacceptably low age for criminal responsibility.
لجبو بدست خستن آوهی اکی خاتو حیز دبیجه گوهرتن دویج آستک فدرال وره.
I think in Queensland the climate is very much hostile to children and children's rights. So I'm pessimistic that any kind of human rights approach is going to get any traction in Queensland. I think that we need to have a united federal approach that doesn't focus on tough on crime but looks at this these wicked problems of disadvantage, neglect, child abuse.
راپورت هر وها بر یارا استرالیا یا جبو بر دوام کرنا شاندنا کسن که حول ددن به کشتیه بگهیجن والید جبو بچاف کرنه یا لگر آوا پاسفیکه لنورو رخنه کر. ده مجداره ده حکمت قانون نو در خستن که ده سهلات ده ولات سیمین دا که کسن نوالاتی قبول بکن. ده ناو ده پنابر ناسکری. او هر وحاج با کسی نکل هم بر در سینور کرنه برخواددن. جزای گرتیگه بخوازه او تلفونان جناوندن بنچاف کرنه قدخه بکه.
Offshore processing and temporary protection visas were things of the past. They existed under the Howard era, but they were abolished for a reason, and they were abolished because it demonstrated that people were suffering under these policies, that people were suffering under the way Australia was treating them. And to see them reintroduced over the past decade and to see people's rights and liberties continue to be curtailed in the way that they have under successive governments has been deeply, deeply
او سیرا دیل بو پاریزه را سرکه یا کاروبار شیورمندی و کاروبار پنابران. او بشک جه شرکی قانونی بو که بو سدما بر یارک جه هیلا نتوین یک بوی و هفته یا بوری. دیت که استرالیا پیمانک ماف مرووان بمپیکریه بگرتنا کومک پناخاز ده ناوان ده زارو لگر آو دور آپسیفیک یا نورو پشتی که ستاتویا پنابریه جوان رهات داین. او ده بیجه جبو استرالیا گرینگه که ناس بکه که بمپیکرنین ویین قانون نونتوائی چقاس گرینگن.
If Australia just recognised our obligations, processed people swiftly and supported people as we should, we would be also alleviating a significant amount of suffering, not only for the individuals here in Australia, but globally also.
The report da har waha hata dast nishan karin ko dve Australia jubo parastina mafin mrovan le saran sar jihane betir bika. خاتو گف شانده بیجه دوی استرالیا بیتر در بار سزایانده بکه.
The Australian government placed sanctions on violent West Bank settlers, on Hamas leaders, on officials from Iran and from Myanmar. But there's a glaring gap in that we have not seen any sanctions on Chinese officials for crimes against humanity that are committed in Xinjiang, in Tibet, and even, officials that are responsible for, the repressive and sort of massive backsliding we're seeing in Hong Kong.
او ده بیجه Human Rights Watch هر کود چه زیده تر نیگران لسر هلوشاندن آیا سایان آف دولتی ده به. او ده خوازده که کب بیتر ولات گاوان باویجن ده ما کده سر بکار آنین سیستیم دادرسی یا ناونتوائی.
For example, we saw Gambia and Mexico really pushing, being the leaders in pushing for a global treaty on crimes against humanity, which is now, moving further along to development. We've seen Luxembourg, Sierra Leone, working towards advocating for a new treaty on child rights and the rights to education in secondary schools. And that's something that we're going to need to keep seeing in the years ahead.
Like Baka. پاره و بکه تیبنی آخوا بنفسینا SBS کردی لسر فیسبوک بشو بینا.